Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. America's toughest sheriff, as he's often called, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, sure gets his share of news coverage. You all know about the tents and the pink boxers for inmates, but did you know about the significant innovations concerning animals the sheriff has implemented in Maricopa County? Beginning almost 15 years ago, and in response to the ritualistic killings of a few cats, Sheriff Arpaio has continually added programs and services that benefit both animals and people in the county. So let's hear about some of them firsthand with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Welcome to the program, Sheriff Joe.
Hello, thank you.
Sheriff, go back to the early days, please, of your service and the development of what came to be called the Animal Cruelty Investigative Unit.
Well, I became sheriff in 1993, but what really got me going in a part of Phoenix in 2000, they were killing cats, drinking their blood. The community was outraged. They had a big meeting. I did go down there, even though it was in the city of Phoenix, but I'm still the sheriff for the whole county. And I realized how important people felt about their animals. So I formed the Animal Cruelty Unit with five detectives, which is difficult because I have so many other, you know, things to do, murders and all that. And at the same time, one of our air-conditioned jails, the only one at a time, I decided to kick out the inmates, throw them in the tent city. So I had a place to keep the animals that were abused and started the program. And since then, we've been arresting hundreds of those that abuse animals. I don't give them a ticket. I take them directly to jail. The dogs and cats go into our air-conditioned jail. And we hold them for years until they're adopted out. We don't euthanize any animals. So also in the tent city where I have inmates, we have the horses there because horses don't fit in a cell in a jail. So that's been my program. We never had a bestiality law here. Got that passed, and we're the only ones locking people up. I won't get into all the sort of details. We're messing around with animals. Right now, I have 28 dogs. This has been a high-profile national story that put in a little room. I won't get into the politics who may be involved. We'll settle that investigation very soon. We're 20 dogs in a 9x12 room in a private home that they use it for kennels died out of the 28. So that's been high-profile, and I hope that we're going to be successful in arresting those who were responsible. So you can see that we are very active. The resources I gave five detectives throughout the years, and as long as I'm the sheriff, we're going to keep enforcing the animal cruelty laws, and we're going to keep putting people in jail that violate those laws. It's very simple. I think as the elected sheriff, I have a platform. And my platform has been, one of my missions is to protect the animals. And I like to see other people seem to be picking up on this issue, which is okay, other law enforcement.
Oh, I just love that, Sheriff Joe. Tell us about MASH and MASH unit's features.
Well, MASH is the place in the jail where I just mentioned that we put the abused animals, and we have the inmates take care of the animals and get to love the animals, and it's a two-way street. So it's helping the inmates, too, and we try to, you know, find a job for the inmates when they get out of jail and see if they can get a job in that type of occupation with the animals. So that's what we do. It's in a jail. I tell you, we kicked everybody out. Every dog has its own cell. We don't double bunk dogs. We double bunk inmates. And when I launch this, of course, I always take heat when I said it costs more to feed the dogs and the inmates, and that's still true. So dogs are victims. They did nothing wrong. I talk about cats. I have a cat section, too. So we seize horses, we seize any type of animal cruelty, chicken even, and whatever that we come across. if people abuse, we take action.
And is this a sought-after activity by the prisoners to take care of these dogs and cats and the horses and larger animals?
Yes, we have. We use the female inmates for the dogs and cats. For the horses that we have in the tent city, we use the men. But the female inmates love the program. We don't have any problem on volunteering them. Like I say, it's also things that would help the inmates when they get out of jail to take care of animals. You do know as histories, past history, that a lot of murderers started out by killing animals.
Is abuse of horses a big problem in the county?
We have, it gets hot here in Phoenix, Maricopa County, and we have, we just seized 30 horses, which is difficult because it costs a lot of money to feed them. That's why we have fundraisers. I don't like to use government money all the time. We seized, I think, 30 that were abused, and we get them treated by the vet, and then we house them in the tents, and we try to get them, adopted out. So it is a problem with horses because in the dogs, when they're left in the backyard, no water, no shade, and that is a violation of the law. And same with the horses. So we arrest people. We just arrested two older ladies separately in two different cases in the last 2 weeks for not taking care of the horses.
Sheriff Joe, is animal fighting, dog fighting, and cock fighting a big problem for you?
Well, we haven't come across too much on the dogs. Cock fighting, I helped pass that law. There wasn't a law on that. We come across it somewhat. We're close to the border, and those from Mexico like this type of activity, which is illegal in Arizona. So when we do come across that issue, we take action too.
And another great program is a TLC program for domestic violence victims. Can you explain that to us?
Did you mention the telephone? So I know years ago, I'm going to have to reactivate it. Those that have domestic violence at the house, we give them a cell phone so they can call. Sometimes the spouse will, wipe the phone off the hooker, but the cell phone helps. And then they go into the shelter. I did have a program where we would take the animal from the house because many people, usually it's the wives, don't want to report it because there'll be no way to take care of their dog or cat. So we were doing that. I think I'm going to reactivate that. I haven't done it for several years.
Now, you provide training for visiting organizations. What do they want to learn?
Well, I think they want to learn how we operate, all the facets, how to enforce our laws, and how to take care of the animals after the fact, because like I say, the animals are victims. They did nothing wrong, so we try to get them adopted out. It's been difficult because many of the dogs are pit bulls. They have a bad reputation. And I had a dog in jail for 8.5 years, pit bull. Finally, someone adopted her. And the strange thing, the guy that abused her 8.5 years ago got 5 days in jail, and the dog had to do 8.5 years.
Animals Today is sponsored by the nonprofit animal welfare organization Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. Also, you can listen to any of Animals Today's prior shows by going to the website animalstodayradio.com. Don't go away. More with Sheriff Joe Arpaia right after the break.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's the letter A, IAnimals.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner from Advancing the Interests of Animals. And here are a few more ways you can be kind to animals, beginning with this. Report suspected animal abuse or neglect. If you see an underfed dog or an animal left in a car on a hot day, report it right away. You could be saving a life. Try a vegetarian diet, even just for a week. Decreasing and then stopping consumption of animals is probably the best way to show your appreciation for them and for the environment, too. Don't buy cosmetics or household products that have been tested on animals. That's easy these days. And finally, don't wear clothing made from animals. Begin by saying no to fur and gradually give up animal products like leather and wool. It's easier than you might imagine. This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit us at AIAnimals.org. That's AIAnimals.org.
Do you make over $50,000 a year? Are you a full-time W-2 employee? How would you support your family if you lost your job? Could you survive on what state unemployment pays? Plan ahead with Income Assure Private Supplemental Unemployment Insurance that brings you up from what state unemployment pays to 50% of your former weekly salary. If your salary is over $50,000 a year, you're a full-time W-2 employee, and you want to protect your family and assets. Call Income Assure for a free quote. 800-308-2249. 800-308-2249. 800-308-2249. That's 800-308-2249. See how little it costs to secure up to 50% of your salary with Income Assure Private Supplemental Unemployment Insurance. Call Income Assure now or visit us online at www.incomeassure.com/ATM. www.incomeassure.com/ATM.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're talking to Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff, how valuable is it to have a dedicated unit to handle these animal cruelty cases versus the police or animal control handling them as it is in many other municipalities?
First of all, it's a law enforcement issue in most states. I'm sure they have animal cruelty laws somewhere. They may not have as many laws as they want, but you don't go around killing animals and get away with it. So if it's a law enforcement issue, I would highly recommend the police departments really focus on it and not just have one guy. Some don't have any experience. Many departments on how to enforce animal cruelty laws. It's kind of a specialized situation, too. So I know, as I mentioned, I have five detectives since 2000, the year 2000. So I put the, I take it serious as by my evidence that I have five people working these crimes who are experts. That's all they do is work animal cruelty. These type of investigations are not easy. So I would hope that more departments make this a priority and go and lock people up that abuse animals, because it's a bigger picture. As I mentioned, many people do advance and kill people that start out killing dogs and cats. And also, it's the right thing to do. The people of the community deserve to have these people that abuse their animals to be locked up. People love their dogs and cats. Well, why we got to take that serious? So
that's right.
I hope we educate the people and educate the law enforcement. You got the Humane Society and animal control and all that, but it's the cops that really have experience on investigations, and this is just another investigation of a violation of the law. It happens to be dogs and cats and horses, but you use the same technique sometimes when you investigate. You want to get the information to lock up those that have abused the animals. So what's the difference? We use the same on our intensive investigations that we have going now. We check cell phones, records, to try to build the case up like you do in any criminal case. So you got to have the desire and make sure it's a top priority. But I'll give a little advice to everybody, especially the political law enforcement people. People love their animals. And I take a lot of heat for all the things I do. But I'll tell you, people will come up to me. We don't like everything you're doing, Sheriff, but I'll tell you one thing. We love the way you treat the animals.
So way to go.
I'm not going to tell elected officials how to get elected governor or president, but if I was them, I'd put a Cocker Spaniel on my shoulder instead of kissing babies, because people love their animals.
Very good. Sheriff Joe, do the courts know how to handle the cases and understand the significance of animal cruelty as a criminal issue?
Well, it is criminal, but I don't see anybody going to jail, always, even with the bestiality.
Right.
You know what that means. Nobody's gone to jail. They all get probation. Most of them plead guilty. Do you think they want to go through a jury and everything comes out what they did? They're really easy cases because nobody wants to fight it. It's very embarrassing. On the other hand, why don't the courts give them some time in jail, not just keep getting on probation?
That's right. Sheriff Joe, what's next? Any new programs we can look for?
Well, you know me, I'm running again in 2016. That'll be my seventh time. And I am a senior citizen. I have a lot of things on my plate. Everybody's after me, illegal immigration, racial profiling. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm still going to concentrate my efforts on the animals, too. So we'll come up, but I haven't thought of it. I think I ran. If anybody knows, give me a call. I'm running out of ideas. Yeah, but I'll tell you something. There's a dog named Mickey, a pit bull, that bit a six-year-old kid, really serious, and that's sad for the kid. But the dog didn't do anything wrong, but they were going to euthanize at least the local court here. Did say that the dog can be saved, but they want a secure area. I volunteer my jail. So I have Mickey behind bars for life, no probation, no parole, no execution. I'm going to keep the dog till, dog passes away. But I am going to put a web in my live feed in the jail so everybody around the world can tune in and see Mickey 24 hours a day live. So that's my next big program I hope to launch in 2-3 weeks.
That's great. Well, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I and Animals Today love what you do. We love the programs you implemented for the animals. And thank you for your time, sir.
And thank you for your support and passing the message out. It's very critical.
Thank you. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
So what do you think about this program of inmates taking care of homeless sheltered dogs?
Yeah, great idea.
Cats?
Right. I especially liked the idea that it's sort of vocational training, right? They have something they can do
right.
once they're out. So that's a good step.
And he's saving thousands of homeless animals' lives.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
I applaud him. I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
You know, Sheriff Joe mentioned about this dog, pit bull, Mickey.
Yeah.
That he is keeping in custody the rest of Mickey's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to give the listeners a background on Mickey, Mickey was a pit bull that mauled a 4-year-old Phoenix boy back in February of this year.
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, and really did a number on this boy. The judge spared the life of Mickey, however, declared the dog was vicious and ordered Mickey to be neutered and microchipped and defanged.
So he wasn't neutered?
He wasn't neutered.
Okay.
And defanged by Maricopa County Animal Care and Control. And I'll tell you something. This is very interesting because I did read a little more on this, and a couple articles I read said that the investigators said that the little boy wandered mm-hmm. into the neighbor's yard where Mickey was chewing on a bone, and the boy went up to the dog and tried to take the bone out of the dog's mouth, and that's when Mickey attacked him. So not even his property, 4-year-old boy, where are the parents, wanders into a neighbor's yard.
Yes.
A neighbor's property.
Yes.
Right?
Neighbor's
and
property.
tries to take a bone out of a pit bull's mouth.
Yeah. A lot of blame to go around.
A lot of blame
where
to go around.
Where are those? Who's taking care of the 4-year-old?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's blame number one.
Okay.
Stupidity number one.
Okay.
Number two, the
dog's
dog
not
was,
fixed.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Microchipped.
And number three, what is this defanging? What is the
yeah.
judge thinking? You don't defang a dog. I mean, if you're...
I know. I heard that term. You don't hear, yeah.
Right.
Right. I know, that's pretty strange.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, the good news, if you were in support of keeping this dog alive, which there was a lot of supporters, I'll tell you.
To keep the dog alive?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of pit bull lovers that really just wanted to keep this dog alive. And so... Again, the dog's going to stay in the custody of Maricopa County Sheriff.
In that MASH unit.
In the MASH unit.
With a webcam.
Right.
As he mentioned, so anyone can go see what a bored dog looks like
right.
for years and years. I don't know. It's a little funny concept.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well.
Anyway, just wanted to give listeners a background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad. Hope
yeah.
the boy's okay.
Yeah, me too. Something special when you smile. Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org, and I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones in the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without them.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. If you know what Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello have in common, you probably also are aware that Shredder and his evil clan are trying to take over New York. Yes, another movie featuring those lovable mutated warriors, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, is upon us. It's already a box office hit, but there's concern about its impact on real turtles, and here to explain is Susan Tellum, co-founder of American Tortoise Rescue. Welcome back to the show, Susan.
Hello, Lori. Thanks so much for having me.
Susan, you wrote an open letter to parents about the movie and live turtles. What's the problem?
Well, back in 1990, when the first Ninja Turtle movie came out, there was a huge outswelling of parents running out and buying their kids turtles, and many, many, many thousands of turtles were purchased without any regard to the fact that they are live animals that need a forever home. And as each of the movies came out, and I believe there have been five, this is the one that just came out is number five, the number of turtles purchased were you know, swelling in pet stores and breeders and so on. And many of these turtles, it's estimated among my colleagues in the turtle rescue business, as many as 90% ended up either being dumped at rescues or shelters, or being flushed down the toilet, or being dumped in rivers and lakes throughout the United States and actually around the world, because the movie is released in many countries. And I've talked to turtle rescuers in England and Ireland and other places that say they all have the same problem. So the issue here is that we are asking parents to not buy live turtles for their children, but instead buy action figures or other merchandise that's available, and there's plenty of it, or get together and bake a Ninja Turtle cake. There's just a lot of things that you can do with your kids to introduce them to the Ninja Turtles and keep them happy.
Now, it's a little strange, Susan, that a fictional movie about flying deformed turtles would lead to parents getting or allowing the children to get real live turtles. But it happens, right?
Absolutely. The kids see the turtles and they think, oh, man, turtles. They jump and they fly and they do tricks. So, Mom, Dad, I need a turtle. I would love to have one, just like the Ninja Turtles. So after a lot of pressure, Mom and Dad go to the pet store or breeder or wherever else, and they get a turtle, and they spend probably $500-$600 trying to accommodate the turtle, because the pet store likes to sell a lot of supplies, and they buy a tank and lights and filters and bark and all sorts of stuff to keep the turtle in a habitat that is totally wrong for them, but they don't know any better. And so they buy the turtle, bring it home, set up the whole thing, and guess what? A week or two later, the kid is completely tired of the turtle. It doesn't do those tricks. It doesn't fly through the air, and it isn't what the movie promised a turtle could do, even though we know that it's an animated turtle and they can do anything they want. So the parents end up being the caretaker, and the parents soon get very tired of the hassle of changing water and the dirty filters and all that kind of stuff, and then they just want to get rid of the turtle. And that's where the problem really is, that this is a forever pet, like any other dog, cat, rabbit, whatever pet that you might have. The turtle lives 25, 50 years or more. So it's very, very sad that all these turtles have died because of the Ninja Turtle movie.
Yeah, it is very sad, Susan. And this reminds me of the flood of Dalmatians after the 1996 movie 101 Dalmatians, right?
Exactly the same thing. Also, remember the Chihuahua movie? Same thing. They're flooded with, when these movies come out glorifying a specific animal, then the shelters end up getting the brunt of the whole hysteria, if you will. And so we're trying to head that off at the pass this time. We saw the movie coming up. I was actually invited to speak to the salespeople at Paramount. Unfortunately, I think they got wind of my letter to parents and decided maybe I wasn't the best speaker. So I'm not sure what happened there, but I sent them the information and said, please make sure you disseminate this among your sales staff so that they can tell parents, don't buy a turtle.
Susan, some of us know that they carry salmonella. Do children who have turtles as pets frequently get ill because of that?
Well, it's definitely a major problem. In fact, in Los Angeles, there was a 9-month-old baby that got salmonella meningitis, which is very serious, according to the health department, because the parents had a pet turtle. You know, they sell these turtles down at Mercados and places like that in a bag, a plastic bag with water in it, and that's all. And they don't tell, the people who sell them illegally don't tell the buyer that this little turtle is going to grow up to be 6, 7, 8 inches long and that it needs a lot of different care. They just give them a bag of water with a turtle in it. So, the kid gets home and the turtle in the feces carries salmonella. So if you touch the water or you touch the turtle or the kids put the turtles in their mouth or kiss them, there is a very good chance that the salmonella will be transmitted to the child. and it is very serious. It causes diarrhea, vomiting. A lot of parents think that the kid has the flu, but in fact it has salmonella, and people die, children die of salmonella. So it's also very bad for people with immune-suppressed disease, the elderly. Salmonella is more easily transmitted to young children than it would be to a healthy adult. So we do not recommend any turtle or tortoise purchased or adopted, preferably, for any children under the age of 13 for a couple of reasons. Number one, the child over 13 is more likely to be a better caretaker. They will more likely wash their hands and be more observant of the health rules. And also, they're more likely to have studied what a turtle needs and less likely to make it an impulse buy, which is what happens with the Ninja Turtles. It's entirely an impulse buy.
Susan, do you know of any laws against the breeding or selling or purchasing of turtles or tortoises?
Well, the big turtle law that is broken quite often still is a 1974 law that prohibits the sale of turtles under 4 inches in length. And that specifically was instituted by the federal government, and it is a federal law that's still in effect, to protect young children from salmonella. And, little babies can put turtles in their mouth really easily, and that's when the salmonella outbreak started happening way back in the 70s. And so the feds took action and banned them. That law, unfortunately, like many laws, if there's no enforcement, the turtles get sold anyway. So if you go down, for example, to Santee Alley in Los Angeles, which is a big place where a lot of clothing and handbags and lots of stuff, it's sort of like a carnival atmosphere, is sold. These turtles are being sold by illegal vendors all over the place, and they're all about, an inch or two. And that's totally against the law. We've fought it for a long time. Sometimes the police catch them, but the prosecution is so weak that they just go right back to selling them again. And so parents should know that now it's against the law to buy a turtle there, that we had got that passed probably about a year ago. So not only is it illegal to sell, but it's illegal to buy. So you can get fined if you're caught.
Susan, what suggestions do you have for parents whose kids like turtles and want to get one or more of them?
Well, my first suggestion would be that your child should be 13 or older, because at that point they're pretty much able to take care of a turtle on their own. Secondly, do not get a turtle unless you have a habitat that can mimic its wild habitat. In other words, no turtles in tanks. That's like you or me living in a bathtub for the rest of our lives. It's very sad. And so I would suggest, if you want a turtle or a tortoise, you have a pond on your property. That would be fabulous. You can also use a baby pool and make sure you cover it with wire so that no predators can get the turtle. Or you can, if you get a tortoise, that you have an outside habitat where it can live happily out in the sun all the time. One last thing would be, don't buy a turtle or tortoise. There are plenty of rescues in every state in the U.S., and even in Hawaii, where they do adopt out turtles and tortoises to good homes. And trust me, there are plenty of turtles and tortoises looking for forever homes.
Very good. Susan Tellum, American Tortoise Rescue, thank you so much for your expertise.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals today
joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory, or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Does the economy woes and the stock market volatility have you concerned about your ability to invest for retirement? Did you know that you can diversify part or all your retirement into more secure and potentially more lucrative investments? iDirect can show you how to buy real estate, tax liens, and more inside your IRA or 401k rollover. The investment opportunities are really limitless. You don't need to be at the mercy of the stock market with your IRA or 401k. You have options. Call now to learn more about buying alternative investments inside your retirement plan. To get the most value for this investment, you must have $25,000 in rollable retirement funds. Call iDirect now and get the info packet on self-directed IRA investing. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. That's 877-278-1030.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Welcome
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to tell the listeners something very exciting happening for our companion animals here in the Coachella Valley. That's the Palm Springs, California area where you and I live and where Animals Today is recorded. So very recently, and for the first time ever, the animal welfare community has come together to work as a coalition toward a shared vision and goal of saving the lives of our community's dogs and cats. So this coalition, consisting of animal shelters, rescuers, veterinarians, and animal advocates, all committed to reducing the euthanasia or killing of healthy and treatable dogs and cats in the Coachella Valley. And we call this coalition No Kill Coachella Valley. Now, the term no kill is really gaining acceptance nationwide. And what it means is that animals in shelters are only euthanized for compassionate reasons, like to relieve them from extreme suffering, or for safety reasons, where an animal might pose a risk to humans or other animals. So, which means you're not killing shelter animals for reasons like lack of space or lack of resources, which most of our shelters do. Now, compared to other communities, our valley has really been lagging behind in terms of its treatment of homeless dogs and cats. I'll tell you, last year in 2013, over 5,000 animals were euthanized in Coachella Valley shelters, and that equates to about half of the animals. So half the animals that enter the shelters are killed, and that's just unacceptable. So this is a much-needed transformation of our community, and the Coachella Valley will join the estimated 240 or so other communities in our country that have achieved or are striving for no-kill status.
Great news.
Yeah, I know.
So looking forward to seeing action and cooperation, aren't we?
Yes, you will see it.
It's sort of overdue.
Yeah, it is overdue, but you're going to see it. It's beautiful. Happening right now. What's going on in the news?
Well, big dog fighting ring was busted recently, and the ringleader just pled guilty. And it's an interesting story. His name's Donnie Anderson. He was the key figure in a group of co-conspirators down in Alabama area. And during August of 2013, the ring was taken down, and the operation ended. Law enforcement personnel seized guns, illegal drugs, and drug use to treat and train the dogs, and more than $500,000 in cash. Mm. A reminder of all the fun stuff that goes along with dog fighting.
Right.
So we know about that. So in his plea agreement, Anderson, he admitted to organizing and holding the dog fights, mostly in the Auburn, Alabama area from 2009 to 2013, as well as, listen to this, charging spectators an entrance fee between $100 and $150, right? If you're fighting a dog, you don't have to pay the entrance fee. The dog owners and spectators were betting on the outcome of the fights, as you know, putting up a total of anywhere between $20,000 and $200,000 per fight, right? And Anderson admitted to not only hosting the fights, but along with his co-conspirators, buying, selling, transporting, housing, and training the dogs used in the fights.
Yeah, it's so sad. In many states, there's also, isn't there a law that where the spectators are also held liable?
Yes, exactly. You should know that you just cannot wander into these events. In February, it was actually a new federal provision made it a crime to knowingly attend an animal fighting event and to knowingly bring a child under 16 to such an event. So that was another. You could claim I had nothing to do with this if you were there, but now if you're anywhere there, then they're going to find you.
Good.
Yes. So that's courtesy of the FBI website, actually.
Wow.
Yes. Do you remember one of the first shows we did on Animals Today had to do with birds and airliners? And
yes,
this is after the bird strike in New York, right? And
yes, on the Hudson River.
Yeah.
And yes, I remember.
Well, this problem continues, and the latest flavor of this is in Houston. The contractor is killing their local birds using corn kernels laced with a nerve agent, and the birds are dying, and they show horrible alarm cries and trembling, and then they die. And so this has been brought up because people, a lot of opponents are wondering if there's something else you can do besides just poisoning the birds. And just to illustrate the ongoing conflict between airplanes, airports, and birds, and it requires a lot of give and take.
Well, we've talked about this on the radio, and there are alternative humane ways to get the birds off the tarmac, correct?
Yes, there are ways. They tend to be more expensive and require a lot more manpower. But one thing certainly that is advised is not to make the airport and surrounding areas hospitable to the birds, such as you don't want to have it near wetlands or a lake, and you want to get rid of the trees and stuff like that.
And poisoning them in a very painful way is not the answer.
Well, we don't think it's the answer. There's got to be better ways.
Okay.
I don't want my plane to be taken down, though. There's the controversy.
That's right.
In the Calgary Stampede, you know, the Calgary Stampede is the yearly big rodeo up in Canada, and that's probably the biggest rodeo in North America. 2 weeks of rodeo horrors. Anyway, a steer had to be euthanized. It was injured during a steer wrestling event, and I saw the video on this thing. So in the ring, the steer goes lame, and then they realize that it's not going to be able to participate or get out of there, and you've got all the cowboys come around, and they hold up a screen around the animal, and then the vet comes in and provides the lethal dose, and then they sort of drag it away.
Oh, that's so sad.
And
it's just terrible.
The comments are great. One of the steer wrestlers, Casey Martin, he says, "You never want to see something like this. I run horned cattle on my ranch, and I throw them down often to do medical and field doctoring. When I realized this steer was injured, I held him still to prevent any further injury."
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, and of course they put up the screen so no one can see what's going on there and the suffering of this animal.
Right. James Cameron, you know, producer James Cameron and his wife, they have launched a new campaign to advocate sustainable, plant-only-based diet. They're interested in protecting the environment and also their health, and they are going to launch a multimedia and multimodality effort to convince people to adopt plant-based diets as a means of protecting the environment. They cite that lower amount of greenhouse gases that vegans create compared to meat eaters, which we know about that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, Lori.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.